Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ellis Kinder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Hegan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 1 in the game. Kinder strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field. Seary picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seary. Dillinger moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the mound. Kinder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0 for 2 in the game. Kinder hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Dillinger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 2 in the game. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lehner for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Zarrilla bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to second to double up Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Sepkowski pinch hits for Bob Feller. Ted Sepkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sepkowski strikes out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 3 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck moves to third. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 3 in the game. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peck scores. Metkovich moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Boudreau moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Brian Stevens now pitching. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Jake Early. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schultz out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lopez pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Lopez now catching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siri. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-4 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lopez fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-4 in the game. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berardino bunts towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berardino for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-5 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck, who is chasing the ball. Lehner reaches third base with a triple. Dillinger scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Les Willis now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Lehner scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Browns. Steve Gromick now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Lopez and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming pinch hits for Al Lopez. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Jack Conway pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.